This sword belongs to a small group of the first presentation swords awarded in America during the time of the Revolution.
Stuart Peer.
In the early years of the Revolution, the successes were few and far between, and Congress was so elated by the initial successes of its military commanders that swords were voted for those commanders. There wasn't time or money sufficient to have the appropriate weapons made, so that after the Revolutionary War was over and independence had been established, the new federal government had swords made in Paris. Congress prescribed that the swords be made in traditional style, but with emblems of the newly founded nation. So we have an American eagle on one side of the grip and an inscription on the opposite side indicating that this was presented by Congress, in this case, to Colonel Willett. Marinus Willett would become a future mayor of New York. In 1777, he had led a skirmish against the British and therefore was voted this sword. The type of sword is of traditional 18th century civilian type, a small sword, development of the rapier, where it's lighter, shorter, and more delicate. The blade intended only for thrusting. It's not really a military sword as such, but really a dress sword. And one sees it being worn by Willett in his portrait by Ralph Earle in 1791. It's a unique circumstance of having both the portrait with the sword at his side and the sword itself. Both were given to the museum by the Willett family.